This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies are meeting in Japan. High on the agenda, how to punish Russia for invading Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is appearing virtually today, and he'll join in person on Sunday. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Zelensky will join leaders of the world's most powerful democracies in Hiroshima, Japan, making his furthest trip from his war-torn country, as leaders are set to unveil new sanctions on Russia for its invasion. Oleksiy Danilov, the secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, confirmed on national television that Zelensky would attend the summit. Danilov said Zelensky would be wherever Ukraine needs him and that important matters will be decided at the summit in Japan. I'm Charles.
Jack Teixeira is due back in court today, the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents. The judge is deciding whether to keep him in jail while he awaits trial. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
In court papers filed this week, prosecutors said Teixeira was caught several times before his April arrest, taking notes on classified information and viewing intelligence unrelated to his job. That's raised questions about why he still had access to military secrets, even after being admonished by his superiors.
Teixeira has not yet entered a plea. Seven people have been killed in a highway crash in Oregon involving several vehicles, including two semis. It happened on Interstate 5 north of Albany, Oregon. Cause of the crash is under investigation. About two-thirds of U.S. adults say they are highly concerned about the impact on the national economy if the debt limit is not increased and the government defaults on its loans. That's according to a survey from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. This is AP News. Now to Senator Dianne Feinstein of California and her health. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
There are new details about complications from an illness involving Senator Feinstein. The office of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says she is suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, a complication from the shingles virus that can paralyze part of the face. Feinstein's office said she contracted encephalitis while recovering from the shingles virus earlier this year. Feinstein, who is 89 years old, had not previously disclosed those medical details, though she said in a statement last week that she had suffered complications. The longtime California senator returned from a more than two-month absence on May 10th. Feinstein has faced questions for several years about her declining health and her mental acuity. In February, Feinstein said she would not run for re-election in 2024. Feinstein has been a senator for more than three decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.